Over the last month, one trainer has dominated the headlines in harness racing, and that man is new Hall of Famer, Jimmy Tactor. Jimmy, welcome to Trot Radio. Congratulations on the Hall of Fame honor.
Thank you very much.
Jimmy, the ups and downs of our sport were clearly illustrated by your stable. September 3rd, you sent out American Jewel to a fantastic finish in the She's a Great Lady. Simply Business wins the Metro. Pastor Steven sets a stick record in the Simcoe. And then the following week, Pastor Steven breaks a coffin bone. You have to scratch See You at Peeler's out of a stakes event, not knowing for sure what's ailing her. How hard is it or easy for you to stay grounded and optimistic when you hit that kind of low after that kind of high the week before?
Well, you know, fortunately, I've been in this sport, you know, for all my life, so I know it's a very challenging game, and that's, you know, something you have to deal with. I mean, you know, it's up and down in basically anything you do in life, so... You know, that's something you get used to, unfortunately, and you just got to do your best with the situation you're dealing with, you know, and it's very sad, you know, especially, you know, those two horses you mentioned here are, you know, two horses that you expect so much out of. Pastor Steven, he came back, you know, to the race in Canada. He was awesome up there, and it would have been a serious contender, I believe, in the rest of the season, because the horse... I felt in the last training that he was started come back to himself. And See at Peeler, you know, it's just a shame. But you know, we had some work done on her. Actually, at latest yesterday, we had her. I trained her a mile on my farm in 151, which is a heck of a mile.
Wow.
And we had a heart monitor on her while she did that workout, and. I haven't got the report. I'm supposed to get it actually during the day today, how the heart was, and we ultrasound the lung, and you could see she either have a virus. You could see that on the lung when they ultrasound her. So what's going to happen to her in the future, I don't know yet. It depends what this veterinarian recommending, what kind of treatment we should do with the filly to... you know, get her, you know, 100% right. You know, it tells you a little bit what kind of filly is. I train her alone in 51, and mostly time you would be very excited about that, but she still wasn't at 100%.
No kidding. You know, that is an amazing equine athlete that can go a mile in 51 and still not be 100%. She is a machine, Jimmy.
Yeah, well, she's really unique. I never personally been that kind of speed with her. And, you know, and it was actually thrilled to sit behind her and just see how easy she flowed. My track is not that slow track, a fast track, so it's I value that as easy, maybe 48, 49 miles.
Holy smoke. And this is, and then what makes it even more interesting is that, if I'm not mistaken, See You at Peeler's is what, the first real big-time pacer you've ever trained?
I can say that, you know, I mean, I had Mr. Feelgood one and Little Brown Jug, and Cabrini Hanover was a million-plus winner, so we had a chair of pretty good horses, you know, in the past, but, you know, I have to rank See You at Peeler the best one I had anyway.
No kidding. Well, we'll wait along with you and hope that all is good, because we'd really love to see her next year. Would have been nice to have seen her in the Jug or the Jugette, given how light the fields were. What's your take on why those races were so low in entries this year?
Well, you know, it's kind of even group of 3-year-olds this year, and you know, a couple stand out, and you know, it has to do a little bit, you know, like. The Jug is having an issue with his tough racing. You got a possible for 3 heats, and it's a high starting fee, and the reward is not that big. I mean, you know, with all the other stakes we have around, that the reward is more financially beneficial. So it's those races are going to have problem in the future.
I think you hit the nail right on the head. As much as we love the tradition of the Little Brown Jug, and I think even the organizers of the Jug realize this, they've got to get the purse up, because that's an awful lot of work for, you know, relatively small reward.
That's true.
Last year, Peeler's was beating up on New York Sire Stakes horses, American Jewel taking on Grand Circuit horses. Can American Jewel do what Peeler's did, maybe rattle off that same kind of streak?
Well, that's difficult to say. I mean, you know, it's to win that many races is such amount of luck too. You know, I mean, it's you got to have a great horse, but you know, you got to be a little lucky, because even if you have the best horse, things can go wrong. You can be interfered, and you know, a lot of things can happen. You know, in that many races, and but she's definitely you know, a serious candidate for serious upcoming horse.
Mm-hmm. When will we see American Jewel next?
She will race in Lexington on Friday.
Okay, what about Simply Business?
He also racing on in Lexington, but he racing on Saturday.
All right. Didn't get the latest on Pastor Stephen. What's the severity of the injury? We know it was a coffin bone break. What are the chances of a recovery?
It's very good. The prognosis is not the fracture is not leading into the joint, which it's a very crucial if it does. And in his case, it's just a little hairline fracture on the tip of the coffin bone. So normally those things healing very well, and which shouldn't have any future problem with it.
How's he handling the stall confinement?
Well, he's a kind of active boy, and so it's going to take a little adjustment, but so far so good. And I'm you know, any horse that got to be standing in stall for at least 60 to 90 days, you know, it's going to be very frustrating for him.
Sure is. You've been more than generous in giving your time to help promote the sport, especially with See You at Peeler's this year. Jeff Garrow wants to set aside money from the purse pool to increase marketing and to also increase drug testing. What's your take on those two movements? We'll start with the marketing.
I think, you know, I mean, if we don't market our sport, I mean, you know, like mostly states like New York and Pennsylvania, and even Canada, you know, that you know, basically all revenue coming from the casino outlets. I mean, you know, it's if we don't promote the sport, it's eventually going to be less and less crowd in the grandstand. I mean, we have to promote what we have, that we have a good sport to show, and that excitement and thing like that, and we can't just take the money and put it in our pocket and hoping that we're going to get casino money, because like states like Pennsylvania, I feel very unsure about. It's just to get a new governor and he walking into the office and say, hey, how much we give those people? There's nobody here. And I'm, you know, maybe cut it in half overnight. Things like that worries me.
Got to be self-sufficient. You're right. We can't keep depending on other sources of revenue outside of what racing generates. What about using some of that purse pool money to increase drug testing?
I think you know, it's we have to be much much tougher on also the penalty. I mean, you know, it's if it's a class one drug, I think it's a medication rolls. It's a medication roll. Anybody can. Having unfortunately error in that part, but when it's substance in the body that is illegal, I think it should be you know, even you know, severe penalties on it, and you know, and also checking up you know, the switching trainer back and forth. You know, it's something that they have to be much more strict on.
Do you agree with the practice here in Ontario whereby a horse that tests positive is suspended for 90 days?
I think that's a good thing, because I think these owners that participate with trainers that have records and things like that, they should feel the pain too. So in this case, when a horse come up positive, the owner feel it too. I mean, it's very easy for an owner if a horse come positive and the trainer get his punishment and he or switch trainer and they continue racing. I think Canada is definitely on the right road there.
Jimmy, it's so kind of you to talk to us. I know that as we speak, you are on your way to Lexington, and we certainly appreciate the time that you take for the media and to promote this sport. And as a broadcaster, it's an honor to talk to a Hall of Famer. Thank you so much, Jimmy Tactor.
Thank you very much.
Now, there is a cool guy. You got to love his even temperedness. I don't know if it's a Scandinavian thing or what it is, but what about See You at Peeler's, huh? Mile in 151, training mile, by herself. I had a horse going 51 until it realized it had another quarter mile to go. That was a bit of a problem. That's it for this edition of Trot Radio, a presentation of Standardbred Canada. in cooperation with Bora Communications.